hosting to That Cancer Show, a service of Cornucopia Cancer Support Center. And I'm here with my co-host Mary Lawrence and our guests, Dr. Susan Franks and Dr. Frank Lawless, who are guided imagery experts. And I have to ask you guys, I'm curious, how accepted is guided imagery in the medical profession?
Well, I think it's becoming more accepted. It's gaining a lot more acceptance, particularly as patients want to become more actively participating in their care. It has had a bit of a controversial stance in traditional medicine, and I think that's because, for one thing, the science kind of lagged behind. So you had practitioners practicing guided imagery, and the medical profession really wasn't aware of the science behind it. And that's really starting to catch up.
And that's through, like, different research studies about the benefits of it?
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly with regard to quality of life of the cancer patient.
So if someone in treatment decides to use guided imagery, should they share this information with their medical team?
Absolutely. One of the benefits of integrating guided imagery in with the traditional medical care is to allow the patient to have that bridge of communication between what's going on with them internally, emotionally, and spiritually with their cancer care provider. So it helps bridge that communication and bring about a deeper understanding of what the patient is experiencing.
Are there resources that a patient could share with their medical team to help show the value of guided imagery as part of their own integrated treatment plan?
There's a number of websites that talk about guided imagery. We are developing for our website a downloadable document that the patient would be able to take and provide for their healthcare provider that would talk to them about, explain to them the benefits of guided imagery and how they might go about accessing the information.
And when you say we have a document, are you talking about the Triumph program, Dr. Franks?
Yes, the Triumph program. The purpose of the Triumph program is really a resource program for patients, caregivers, and families to talk about and get information about guided imagery and its use.
And that's at the University of North Texas, but could anybody go online and visit your website and get some assistance?
Absolutely. We have resources for patients. We have patients, caregivers, and families. Dr. Lawless just did a grand rounds for us at the Health Science Center, and that has been recorded, and there's a link on our website that talks about the grand rounds that he gave, talked about why imagery is so important to the cancer patient. And so that's available as well.
Okay. Can you share your website?
Yes, it's www.hsc.unt.edu/triumph.
Can you repeat that one more time?
www.hsc.unt.edu/triumph.
We've been talking about the physical and emotional benefits of guided imagery for someone who's in treatment. How can it help a family member or caregiver?
Well, I think that that is one of the most powerful aspects of imagery is the incorporation of friends and loved ones and family in terms of support. For example, what we often call the PEPL prayer is that the patient can ask their friends and family, as they say a prayer for them, they drop a pebble into this jar. And so by the end of, say, a month or two, they have this wonderful jar full of various kinds of pebbles, and each one of them represents a prayer. So they get a sense not only of the love that comes through to them, but also a sense that they can communicate their imagery and what they would like for them to do in kind of like a ritual kind of way. So that, like I said, they can do it through prayer, they can do it through a variety of other kinds of things. But what we know actually from research as well as from our own clinical experience is that that a group of effect, a group kind of
share some tips for a patient journeying with cancer on how to go about actually starting a guided imagery session and what they need to do prior to actually doing guided imagery?
Well, I think that what generally would be tips would be, first of all, you have to deal with the fear. You have to overcome the fear by your own sense of relaxation. And that can be in a variety of ways. Again, very custom-made kind of approaches. A lot of people like to listen to various kinds of music to get relaxed. Some people like to do things like jogging or running that actually helps them relax and get away from the fear because they feel like they're doing something. They're active. They're walking. They're swimming. They're doing something very powerful that helps them get away from that feeling of daunting fear. And then once they can kind of capture some essence, some way of dealing with that, then I think that they can begin to experiment, begin to explore ways that they can image their own sense of participation, how they can do that. It can be done through food, for example. There are certain kinds of food that has a sense of power, empowerment. So that could be a nutritional, educational component that they may want to do.
One thing that they want to make sure is that it's important for them not to get frustrated. So sometimes when someone is in a very high anxious or high fear state, it's difficult to concentrate. So as they try to start relaxing, thoughts come in, you know, upsetting thoughts, disturbing thoughts come in, and it's very difficult for them to focus. And so it's important at the beginning to recognize that it may take practice. You may not be able to relax as soon as you start, and to just be patient with yourself. As Dr. Lawless was saying, music can be a very good assistance in this regard, so that it helps you focus on something that allows your body to relax. Focusing on your breathing is another way to allow your body to relax and get your mind to focus a little bit more specifically on relaxation.
Mm-hmm. So in the little time that we have left, could each of you just share any advice that you might have for someone journeying with cancer and using guided imagery? And I think we've got about a minute and a half left.
Well, I think what I would like to leave with the patient is the fact that there is a message in the disease. It's a message that makes life meaningful. And as you can basically embrace the message, you can become transformed. This can be very powerful, as we just listened to Jeannie, is that this can be extremely transforming for life, not only psychologically, but physically and spiritually.
And I would say that I know it's a very scary time for patients, but to try to keep in mind that they're not a victim of their diagnosis, that they can participate, they can have a sense of that control, and they can get a sense of peace and really participate in their healing journey.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Lawless and Dr. Franks. It's just been a pleasure having you on the show. We learned a lot from you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mary Ann, Dave. It's been a great opportunity.
You've been listening to That Cancer Show, a service of Cornucopia Cancer Support Center. Reach Cornucopia's website, cancersupport4u.org.
And live life to the fullest.
You've been listening to That Cancer Show.